Frank Sinatra a commencé à percer dans le cinéma et se fout pas mal des critiques. Pour lui, l'acteur doit avoir trois principes. D'abord, savoir pourquoi on est dans le film, connaître le scénario, enfin apprendre et écouter les autres acteurs. Frank Sinatra et Gene Kelly, We Have to Leave.
We hate to leave. We hate to leave. But when they give you leave, you gotta leave. Oh, our hearts bleed for all of you guys and boys. But right now, sympathy's a thing we can't afford.
We hate to leave.
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 Without you guys along, we'll grieve and grieve. But we'll be back, yes, we'll be back before we're even missed. And tell you guys about the countless names that we have kissed.
Believe us, babe. Believe us, babe.
Clarence, I think it's awful us going ashore and leaving these guys sitting around here in their undershirts. And we gotta go meet those beautiful dames in their soft silk dresses.
Yeah, but duty is duty, and an order is an order.
You know, I know some guys that get a thrill out of meeting a gorgeous gal every night.
We hate to leave, but when they give you leave, you gotta leave.
No more pin-up gals that we so enjoy.
Tonight they're forcing us to meet the real McCoy.
We hate to leave, we hate to leave. But we'll be back before the anchor's eased.
We want to stay, we want to stay. Our hearts are with the ship.
But the Admiral made us take this leave. He beat us with a whip.
Believe us, babe. Believe us, babe. We really
1943, c'est aussi la naissance du deuxième enfant du couple Sinatra, Franklin Wayne Emmanuel Sinatra. Le véritable succès cinématographique arrivera donc avec ce film, Anchor Away, Escale à Hollywood, une nouvelle comédie musicale avec pour vedette Catherine Grayson et le seigneur de la danse, Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, I begged her.
I asked my girl for a kiss.
Did you?
Well, she said no.
Well, who wants
the details? What happened? Well, I'll tell you.
I begged her.
That's the way he started.
I pleaded.
You should have seen this boy.
I told her, baby, come out of your shell. I told her, maybe you'll find that it's well.
What technique?
I argued.
I never saw such a stubborn dame in my whole life.
I threatened.
And he's got muscles, too.
I said, you can't send me home, not like this. And I finally got that kiss.
Tell him, Rosa, tell him how it happened.
She begged me.
True, true, true.
She pleaded.
God, God, on her bended knee to her.
She told me, baby, come out of your shell.
Oh, this boy was sensational.
She told me, maybe you'll find that it's well.
Tell him all, Brooke. I'm telling him.
She argue.
What, like a wild?
She threatened.
Practically threw a gun on a boy.
She said, you can't send me home, not like this.
What happened?
She finally got her kiss.
Oh, look at that. Give me a floor, boys. What a dish, what a dream, what a day. And she lives alone.
Le scénario, une nouvelle fois, et on ne peut plus simple. Gene Kelly et Frank Sinatra sont des marins qui font des bêtises durant leur permission. Frank Sinatra, What Makes the Sunset et The Charm of You.
What makes the sunset? What makes the moon rise? What makes the tide remember to hide? And why does it soon rise? What makes a star fall? Where does it fall to? Why does its flight make us stop in the night and wish as we all do? And what holds a cloud together? What makes the sky so blue? What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? Is it my love? The sunset. What makes the moon rise? Is it my love for you? Christmas tree with toys, with little girls and boys when first they see the tree. The thrill of you is comparable to the thrill I felt when I first learned a heart could sigh, and you were the reason why. And yet, if we two had never met, I'd know you. That warmth of face that only the angels get. And so comparing you with all of these things is all that I can do. Because they add up to the charm of you.
Énorme succès, énorme au box-office. Gene Kelly prenant l'inexpérimenté Sinatra pour en faire un danseur acceptable. Le 14 octobre 1944, Frank est engagé pendant 3 semaines au Paramount Théâtre. Le public est là dès 4h30, alors que le premier show démarre à 8h30. Ils sont 10 000 à ne pas vouloir quitter la rue après le spectacle. Une véritable émeute va éclater. Frank Sinatra, The Right Kind of Love.
The right kind of love is all that I need to lift me from my misery. My worries would end if someone would send the right kind of love to me. The right kind of love is so hard to find. It's rarer than pearls in the sea. I tried and I tried, just can't decide the right kind of love for me. What I'm looking for in the one I adore isn't diamonds and rubies and such. She just has to be kinda crazy for me. Is that asking too much? I'll work and I'll slave, I'll skimp and I'll save. When I find my gal, yes siree, won't heaven be kind and help me to find the right kind of love for me?
Franck commençait à s'habituer à ce genre de situation. Plus rien ne le surprenait. Plus de sorties sans garde du corps, alors les gardes du corps, parlons-en. Franck en a plus qu'assez de devoir verser à Tommy Dorsey et à son agent 10% plus 33% sur ses recettes lors des prestations. Va alors s'engager une bataille juridique qui semble ne plus en finir. Avocat contre avocat, rien n'avance. Tommy Dorsey ne veut rien céder, alors Franck va s'occuper de régler l'affaire à sa manière. Les deux gardes du corps, des boxeurs, de vrais champions. Al Silvani, Tammy Moriello, 82 combats remportés avant la limite, mais surtout Jimmy Tarantino, boxeur à la retraite, qui venait de créer Knockout, un magazine évidemment sur la boxe. Sinatra d'ailleurs n'hésitera pas à investir $15,000 dans cette entreprise. Frank Sinatra, I'll string along with you.
And my first contribution is, I'll string along with you. You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
Smooth as silk, Lynn, smooth as silk. Same goes for you, Joe. Now I guess it's my turn again, and I'd like to do the beautiful as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. And the world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Frank Sinatra, I Sing Along With You, suivi donc de As Time Goes By. Alors, Frank, cette fois-ci, va utiliser ses relations un peu, particulières pour contraindre Tommy Dorsey qu'il devait finalement le libérer de ce foutu contrat. Les sbires ont signé et signifié à Dorsey qu'ils allaient lui casser les bras, qu'il ne jouerait plus jamais, s'il ne signait pas les papiers permettant à Frank d'annuler ce contrat. Tommy Dorsey, dur à cuire malgré tout, et peu impressionné, leur rit au nez. Oui, vous me faites peur. Dites à Frank que je suis mort de trouille. Stupéfaction des intervenants. Tommy Dorsey. J'en ai soupé de Frank. Qu'il aille se faire foutre et en enfer. D'accord, je vais les signer, ces papiers. Dorsey mourra quelques années plus tard de son sommeil en 56. Et malgré tout, Frank, dans les années 60, enregistrera un album hommage, I Remember Tony. C'est la fin de l'histoire avec Tommy Dorsey. Frank va décider de sa notoriété de star pour profiter pleinement de la vie qu'il veut mener. Il est riche, il a signé un contrat de 5 ans pour $1 million. Nancy, son épouse, va accepter le déménagement à Los Angeles, entraînant auprès d'elle ses 6 frères et sœurs. Comme cela, si Frank n'était pas là, le reste de la famille serait là pour lui apporter soutien. Frank Sinatra, I heard you cried last night.
Your hit parade continues with number 9, and Frank Sinatra will sing it from coast to coast, so still another 250,000 luckies free greet our boys across the sea. In 9th place, I heard you cried last night. Here we go to Hollywood and Frank Sinatra.
I heard you cried last night, and I know why. I heard you cried last night, and so did I. Why did us part? I'm so alone. Why did you take my heart? You didn't want it for your own, and if you hadn't to make amends, I might have never dared. We'd be just friends. So calm your fears and dry your tears. Come kiss the boy you adore. Now you can smile tonight and cry no more.
kiss the guy you adore. Now you can smile tonight and cry no more.
Compte tenu de son succès à la fois cinéma, dans les clubs, eh bien, Frank Sinatra est devenu un peu la star. Il est riche, il est célèbre, il fait dorénavant partie de la jet set et il va commencer à fréquenter les clubs de la jet set. Parmi ceux-ci, le Romanov Café, une véritable institution. On y était invité et adoubé par le maître des lieux. Les VIP habituels, eh bien, c'étaient les grandes vedettes de cinéma et parmi ceux-ci, Humphrey Bogart et sa femme Lorraine Bacall qui avaient leur table réservée. Sinatra, un soir, se fait un malin plaisir à les accoster à leur table. Bacall et son regard glacial. « On me dit que vous avez une voix à faire défaillir les filles. Eh bien, faites-moi défaillir. » Sourire narquois de Frank Sinatra. « C'est ma semaine de congé. » La réplique plut beaucoup à Bogart. Ils devinrent à partir de là des amis inséparables. Frank Sinatra, It's the Lovely, avec notamment l'animateur de radio Milton Berle.
Really, before I go, will you do me a favor? No kidding, will you?
If I can, sure.
Well, look, I didn't tell you about it. But my little niece, Frank, she is crazy about you. And you know what would really make a very big hit with her?
What?
If I...
What? I said what?
Sound like Crosby with a cold. I'll tell you what you could do. Look, if I could sing a song with you...
With me, you mean a duet?
Yeah.
Would really make her happy, huh?
I'll say it would. It really would.
Well, let's do it. What do we sing?
Well, how about Cole Porter's It's the Lovely? How about that?
Swell, I got an idea. We'll do it 50-50. A line apiece. First, I'll sing a line, then you sing one.
Yeah, that's good. 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Gee, that's great of you, Frank. A duet. We'll sing it together. Oh, this is the greatest moment of my life. Singing with Sinatra. Oh.
Mr. Scott, some appropriate music, please. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm all ready. Oh, singing with Sinatra.
The night is long, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I.
It's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself
go.
So please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
delectable,
it's
delirious,
it's
dilemma,
it's
the limit,
it's
deluxe,
it's
the lovely.
It's.
Moins tapageuse et beaucoup plus réservée, plus froide, Marlene Dietrich semblerait vraiment intéresser Frank Sinatra. Non pas tellement pour sa beauté, certes, mais surtout parce qu'il avait fait un pari avec ses potes. Un soir au poker, il décide donc, avec ses copains, qu'il va entraîner Marlene dans son lit. Un vrai défi. Mais ce qu'il ignorait sans doute, c'est que Lily Marlene avait déjà son tableau de chasse, Jean Gabin, Maurice Chevalier, John Wayne, James Stewart. Un soir, tous rejouent une partie de poker et Marlene déboule dans l'appartement. « Hello, boys !» Elle fixe Sinatra dans les yeux, lui prend la main et l'entraîne vers la chambre à coucher. Et puis, ce sera donc Lana Turner, le sex symbol de la MGM. Mais là, c'est une toute autre histoire. Frank Sinatra, If Love Line Was Music.
You know, folks, there's a great modesty in band and singing circles. A kind of bashful boy at the party attitude about programming new songs. The elders have it that it isn't smart to take chances with a brand new little number just wet from the printers. Seems the christening is attended only by those strong, unsilent men known behind every bandstand as the song plugger. Seems, too, this aversion in the trade is based on the assumption that the popular appeal of song is in direct ratio to the number of customers who can tag it by ear at 100 yards on a very loud night. Well, be it so. But when you love to sing as much as I do, you're willing to take chances and be apt to grab a new song deb at the party and take her out on the floor and cut one up, which is what is about to happen right now. So I want you to meet a brand new little hopeful in town whose name is If Loveliness Were Music. Axel, will you do the honors? I'd hear a symphony every time I look at you. If loveliness were music, I know your charms would be heavenly to listen to. I'd hold you near, and then I'd hear the ringing, singing of things from angels' dreams. If loveliness were music, the sight of you would fill all the world with songs that thrill earth and heaven's blue, would echo songs of you. If loveliness were music, the sight of you would fill all the world with songs that thrill earth and heaven's blue, would echo songs of you.
C'est donc la fin de cette émission, mais rassurez-vous, on se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour de nouvelles aventures musicales et non musicales avec Frank Sinatra. Bye bye, à la semaine prochaine!